Broadcasting Network.
It's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up, and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn.
Well, now that the ice is now that the ice is a little is melted, yes, we can catch catfish. The we're back, folks, and we had Pat in Texas. I was sorry to hear about your brother dying in Vietnam, Pat. Pat, are you with us still? We may have lost. Okay. Here she comes. Pat? Well, we'll just wait for Pat to get back, and meanwhile, I guess let's go to another caller, our own Mitzi in Florida. Mitzi, you're on the air.
Thank you, James. Great show as usual. I'd like to say that I agree with Paul. I do have some concern about Syria. And on RBN right now on their Facebook, just 1 hour ago, there's a post again claiming that according to the source, the Daily Bell, evidence suggests a false flag chemical weapons attack on the Syrian people was initiated by Syrian rebels with the help of the United States in order to justify Thursday's night's U.S. military attack on the Syrian base. That's on RBN. And then also on RBN, something that I always think about, the enemy is always within. And, it appears that Trump's enemies may certainly be the intelligence community, but the enemy within that I'm most concerned about, and this is a article that's posted on RBN that supports my concern, is Jared Kushner. And it's very interesting that on Wednesday, Bannon was taken off the committee, the National Security Committee, and then the next night we have an attack on the Syrian base. And it said, according to this article that's on RBN's website, it says Stephen Bannon calls Jared Kushner, that's a word I wouldn't say, a globalist behind his back, and that they're fighting, according to this article. It says that there's a big fight going on, one senior official said. It's all about policy. There's tension between them on trade, health care, immigration, taxes, terrorism, you name it. And it says Bannon is a self-described nationalist and a longtime Republican, while Kushner was, until his father-in-law ran for president, a lifelong liberal and a Democratic donor. You know, the enemies within. I'm not happy that Jared Kushner has so much influence. He does have international business, and it's interesting, too, that Chris Christie, governor of New Jersey, was very close to Trump, and it almost seemed like he would have a big place in the administration, but he was kicked out because of Jared Kushner. Jared Kushner's father is in prison for racketeering and so forth, and Chris Christie was the state attorney or the prosecutor who put Jared Kushner's father in jail. So it's, to me, you know, the enemy's always within. I think Trump needs our prayers. I agree with Paul. I don't think Assad is any kind of a saint. And, we have to keep in mind that, the jihad, is really, and this is again for this message for Ramsey, who keeps calling in to the show that Islam's a religion of peace. You know, those of us who have any education or have read any books know that's not true, that it is a religion of the sword, and their goal is to, you know, to attack the non-believers through jihad. So, I know Assad's not perfect, but I do think that it's very significant that Bannon was removed, because in what I've read, Bannon did not really want us getting involved and being, you know, the world's police force. And Jared Kushner, you know, he's a big internationalist, and they don't agree, and he does have the ear of the president. I am concerned. Well, I love Trump. Astute. I'm so glad that Hillary is not the president. But I do have concerns about Jared Kushner. I think he has way too much power. I didn't vote for Jared Kushner. I voted for Donald Trump.
Mitzi, a very astute analysis, all of which I agree with. But I would add this to encourage you. The premise of my optimism about Donald Trump is that I do believe he is a genius. I do believe he's a very powerful thinker. And he is a populist and a nationalist. He's not, you know, just some kind of entertainer who happened to win the presidency and then can be pushed around. This is the important thing. Pushed around by Jared Kushner or anybody else. So the I'm not terrified. I'm not worried particularly that Jared Kushner is going to take over the presidency. It is a bit of an extra layer of trouble that he is Donald Trump's son-in-law. That is a sort of undue amount of personal influence. Might have been better not to have, you know, like that much family involvement at the top level. But the Steve Bannon, and as far as Steve Bannon being removed, I may have the timeline a little bit wrong, but the chemical attack was on Tuesday, I believe.
No, it was on Thursday night. And he was removed on Wednesday. Bannon was removed from his post on the National Security Council Wednesday.
But the chemical attack in Syria, I think, was on Tuesday. And if you look at the timing, it wasn't, you know, that it doesn't appear that it could be that Bannon was removed from one committee, not from meetings of the National Security Council, but from one committee. It appears that was, and it does appear there is a fight going on or a tug of war within the White House. And again, this is, you know, this is not something to be, you know, could we have expected that Donald Trump would come in with a team of 100 wingtip to wingtip blue angels, everybody, you know, on the same Trump page? There's going to be a lot of push and pull back and forth. But I trust Donald Trump is brilliant enough, and he is the real deal, that he will, in fact, steer America in a nationalist direction. And even, yes, be able to push back against Jared Kushner if Kushner is really squishy on a bunch of things that Donald Trump is not squishy on. There's our role there. You know, where something has changed. It's very different, I guess, to give you more encouragement, Mitzi. When George Bush was president, we had a bad guy in the White House. We had a guy who, he was part of the problem. And so we didn't have anybody whose character or strength we could appeal to. That's all changed with Donald Trump. And now let me just throw a little more encouragement here. Let me go to this article, if I may take this moment to do this. It's a great article. When Pat Buchanan tried to make America great again. And Mitzi, I do want to hear from Pat Buchanan on his take on what has happened so far this week in Syria. This is a current Esquire article that came out on the 7th. And the slug on the story is, if you're wondering how Donald Trump happened, all you have to do is let Pat Buchanan, the founding father of Republican insurrection, beguile you with a history no one else can tell. And this is by Sam 10 in the House of Esquire. He says, it's impossible to say exactly when the rehabilitation of Patrick Buchanan began, partly because his banishment from polite company was never total. MSNBC rather publicly fired him in 2012 over the protests or after the publication of Suicide of a Superpower. And I've got my copy in my hand right here. Wonderful book. The latest, though by no means the shrillest, in the series of duck and cover, they're coming for us screeds he's been writing since 1998. Now, you see, Tannenhaus is he's a liberal.
Oh, he's, how would he guess?
But he, there's a lot of truth. This is a great interview with Buchanan in his home. With chapter titles like The Death of Christian America, The End of White America, and The White Party, it sounded the alarm of demographic apocalypse, offering pungent observations such as, quote, U.S.-born Hispanics are far more likely to smoke, drink, abuse drugs, and become obese than foreign-born Hispanics. And yet two years later, there he was. Let's see, I'm going to skip a little bit here. By the way, another great, the previous book to Suicide of a Superpower, Death of the West, another really good one. And the original title of that, changed by the publisher, was Death of the White Race. He continues here. Do Buchanan's three long-shot attempts in 1992, 1996, and 2000 to become president himself, kind of an incomplete sentence there. He never came close to winning, but each time he nagged at something, rubbed a nerve in just enough voters of a particular kind, people like Paul and myself and George and you folks out there, what he called peasants, and we call the white working class, to send ripples of panic through the Republican Party. The echoes of a Buchananism in Trump's campaign were a pet theme during the election and its aftermath. But if anything, the debt has been understated. But most simply, Buchanan begat Trumpism as his former ally William Buckley begat Reaganism. The also-ran of the Republican hard right is the intellectual godfather of our current revolution. It's true. Let's see, I'm going to skip a little bit here.
I like that description, our intellectual godfather. I want to have that title, James, but I'm not godfather or nothing.
He remembers it. Buchanan remembers it all today, as he remembers much else in his half century of national politics, as a quasi joke. Somebody said, this is me quoting Buchanan, somebody said, Pat, he called you a Nazi, a Hitlerite. I said, with Trump, you have to realize these are terms of endearment. Sitting in the living room of his big Georgian house in McLean, Virginia, just after, not Falls Church, it's McLean, Virginia, just after the inauguration, Buchanan lets out a soft roar, his eyes disappearing into his still meaty face. He turned 78 in November, and the thousands of hours on the road, the layers of TV pancake have wrinkled his pug features, while his hair has faded toward apricot and is thinning in back. But his laughter is alive and happy, and why not? I'm skipping more here. He says, the platform from which Buchanan once exuberantly ranted is now GOP doctrine and is fast becoming the law of the land.
This must be immensely, you know, emotionally satisfying for Pat, you know, because he labored for so many years on the fringes. Not what you and I would consider the fringes, but very much marginalized. And when he ran for president, I think it was in 2000, and he ran for the the Populist Party, I think. No.
Yeah. Right. Three runs, 92, 96, and 2000.
Mm-hmm. At that time, he really did have a chance for a breakthrough. And I know we've discussed this before and some of the mistakes were made. But I know people in New York City who gave him money and faced huge social punishment and pressures in that very Jewish city. To give money to Pat Buchanan was the equivalent of giving money to Hitler. You'd be snubbed in many circles, ostracized.
This Esquire author, who really doesn't like us folks. This is a hostile article, but it has a lot of truth about Buchanan. In fact, Buchanan has been plugging Trump for months. In the columns he writes on Mondays and Thursdays for his website. Trump has his share of defenders, including a handful of intellectuals. Oh, it's just a handful, say. But it's safe to say that only Buchanan would defend the president's directive about transgender access to bathrooms by citing Rerum Novarum, Pope Leo XIII's 1891 encyclical. Skipping down a little bit more.
Now, if he cited the Ely Weasel, that'd be okay.
I'll skip down here. It was in this living room where the writer is standing with Buchanan or sitting that right-wing zealots, that's what we are, Paul, we're zealots, gathered in January 1987 to anoint Buchanan their new leader, God's honest heir to Goldwater and Reagan. "Let the bloodbath begin," one of them shouted. Buchanan loves the sanguine talk, but his own idiom is quite often refined, even bookish. Only a man besotted with words who has a feel for historical irony could begin his testimony before the Senate Watergate Committee by saying, "You're looking at the Buckminster Fuller of dirty tricks." It was a bravura performance and left Nixon giddy with the belief that Buchanan had dealt a death blow to the committee. He hadn't, of course. And I'm going to skip down a little bit more. By the way, an interesting thing, I don't know whether I'll find it here as I skip through this long article. And this, by the way, I'm reading this off of Buchanan's webpage. So Buchanan likes the article enough that he's put it up on his own page. Two of our friends, Paul, that the author cites as friends of Pat Buchanan's, with whom he met. I didn't know this. He would have share a meal every week with Sam Francis and Joe Sobrin.
Yes. In fact, I happen to know from the inside that Sam Francis – in many ways was the intellectual mentor to Pat Buchanan, who introduced him to white nationalism. I think growing up in segregation times in Washington, D.C., I think socially and culturally, Pat Buchanan was a white nationalist. But Sam Francis who helped him a lot with the thinking. And remember, Sam coined the phrase for the Republicans is the stupid party, that they couldn't offer a comprehensive alternative to the cultural Marxism of the Democrats, because many of them just didn't know much beyond cut taxes, and it was kind of country club Republican. Now, nothing wrong with that, but very limited. And white nationalism is a far broader vision than cut taxes. Just like you and I are both veterans of Ayn Randism, it has good points. It makes some good points, but it doesn't really entirely deal with the human condition. And if you don't, if your policy, if your party or movement doesn't, you're always going to be limited, and you're.
Yeah, hang on, Paul. We'll come right back after this break.
Determined to try. Gotta keep my eyes from the circling skies. Tongue tied and twisted, just an earthbound. You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me
we're back,
I've
folks.
Got to beware.
And I'm gonna speed through this article that's in the current issue of Esquire. The author, really, you know, an enemy of ours, a guy named Sam Tannenhaus, I believe his name, and but he has some truth about Pat Buchanan, and he's interviewing him in his home. And going through his career, he says, Buchanan restated his argument courageously in the American Conservative, the magazine he helped found in 2002, when it was clear that George W. Bush was preparing the country for a second Iraq invasion. Buchanan wanted no part of it. A military history buff, he cited dark precedents, the Ottoman, Russian, Austro-Hungarian, and German empires in World War I, blah, blah, blah. We'll continue on there. Buchanan had been expanding his case in books with grabby doomsday titles, each a renewed cry to take America back. Paul, you'll have to come up with a good doomsday title for your South African book. The Great Betrayal, State of Emergency, The Death of the West, Day of Reckoning. Some verged on learned crack pottery.
Oh, I don't agree with that. You know, this guy is an enemy.
By this time, Buchanan had dropped off the grid of respectability. Now, realize in this article, what the left is trying to do is explain, how did we get Trump? Trump's now the president. How did this happen? Well, one of them is saying Buchanan is one of the reasons this happened. By this time,
I think that is correct as far as that goes. Buchanan, I think, had a big effect on Trump, and certainly our good friend and fellow board member of the Council of Conservative Citizens, the late Sam Francis, had a big effect on Pat Buchanan. So don't ever let anybody say ideas don't matter. You know, sometimes I think many of our people get maybe a little frustrated, discouraged. Well, you know, we don't seem to be making much progress. But we over a period of time, we put a lot of good ideas out there, and you know, some of them are being implemented by the current president.
Yes. Now, and he, the author here goes right to your point, Paul. By this time, Buchanan had dropped off the grid of respectability. This is a left-wing point of view here, folks. Running in 1996, he was compared to Huey Long. And then he, moving down here, a reporter following him through New Hampshire said he found not simply race hatred, but a warm nostalgia for an older time. The diner in Concord, New Hampshire, for instance, that had a sign reading "Welcome back to the 1950s," along with 45 records and a cover torn from the Saturday Evening Post. Buchanan, this reporter wrote, was paying attention to these voters. That's what Donald Trump did. He talked to them, and they weighed what he had to say. After Buchanan lost in 96, as he almost always did, badly in most states, it all went away. The panic, the hilarity. He was sent back to the fringes where he belonged, a harmless crank. At one point, he joined a Freemasonry of the outcast, dining once a month at a Hunan restaurant in Alexandria with Samuel Francis and Joseph Sobrin, both columnists who'd been evicted from the respectable right. Francis from the Washington Times for espousing white nationalism, and Joe Sobrin from National Review for toe-in-the-water anti-Semitism, or counter-Semitism, as he called it. And then both, this left-winger says, both are now being resurrected as forerunners of the Trump phenomenon. So I'll skip down through here. But anyway, this is a...
It's a good article, James. It is hard to listen to it, though.
Yes. And I'll finish with one thought from this article, and then we'll go back to our callers. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. at aroutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Let me finish this Buchanan article with this. So here's the end of it. He says, this article in Esquire says, all of a sudden what Pat Buchanan thinks matters to just about everyone. Now, I'll put a little plug for our show in there, folks. We've been reading Pat Buchanan's columns since day one of the Trump phenomenon, and recognizing how important they are, and also pointing out to everybody who wasn't, anybody who didn't notice, Pat Buchanan was supporting Donald Trump in about, if he, out of four columns, at least three of them would be on Trump and very energetically supporting Trump. His entire career, he's, for the last 2 years, has been supporting Donald Trump. And this is actually after having really locked horns with Donald Trump in some of his primary, some of his presidential runs. Trump was actually an opponent to Buchanan for the nomination. So this is very big-minded of Pat Buchanan. All of a sudden, what Pat Buchanan thinks matters to just about everyone, NPR and Politico, as well as Fox News. He has a good deal to say, but then he always did. The book that got him fired from MSNBC, Suicide of a Superpower, I'm holding it in my hand, isn't just a litany of provocations. It's a warning that the country is changing. A rebellion is underway in America, Buchanan wrote in 2011, a radicalization of the working and middle class, a populist rage against a reigning establishment. But what explains the failure of the establishment to understand its countrymen? Unquote. Then the writer, the liberal writer, says, today many others are asking this too. And then Buchanan, he says, what of Trump's early days in office? Buchanan tells him, I'm very hopeful. Some of the things can be done. He says, he ends the article. This is important because Buchanan is excerpting this on his own website. He ends it with this sentence. He says, the silent majority, he says, knows what betrayal looks like. And if it happens again, Pat Buchanan will be there, ready to go one more round. And that's where he ends the excerpt. I think that's significant. So I want to hear what Pat Buchanan's next column and his next and next say. He was born in 1938 in Washington, D.C., 78 years old, and still cranking out books like a whirlwind. And let me just see. Let me go to the caller board here and see what we've got. Calls for Paul or George or myself. Let's see. Oh, we've got a whole bunch of callers here. Oh, my gosh. Let's go to a little. Let us go to. Here's who we have waiting here. We've got Ramsey in Canada, Pat in Texas, Mitzi in Florida, John in California. And we lost John. So, John, call back in, please, if you can. And Laura in Michigan. So let's try to go in order here with, I don't know if we let Mitzi finish or not. Did Mitzi finish, George? Mitzi, are you there?
I think Mitzi took off.
Okay. All right, let's go to, let's see, Pat is back. I'm getting a message here. Pat in Texas. Okay, Pat, we were talking with you. Are you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, Pat. You never had a chance to say what you wanted to say, so the microphone is yours.
I was going to say that everybody was afraid of another Vietnam, and so they opened the churches 24 hours a day, and people were going in 24 hours a day and out praying. And they tried three terrorist attacks over here, and they all failed. And I mean, the leftist liberals were scared to death of, you know, of war. And so they made it sound like the Russian tank, the T-72, and launcher it was going to kill us, but really it was very inefficient. And so what happened was George Bush Sr. had 158,000 body bags on the pier to go to Iraq. But only 100, well, I don't know the exact number, but I think it was 158 were killed. And some of them, I know why they were. They were all in the bunker from where I was, near Bull Rock Beach. And they promoted witchcraft on the front page. I warned them, I have a page article, you can't do that. So anyway, if the people will pray again, what if we really got to worry about too much? But we do need to be reminded of, you know, after the war, the leftist liberals were real happy because they said that what happened was we didn't really win. Somehow or other, they just quit because those Tomahawk missiles were no good, and it took 8 to 10 to hit it. Prayer had nothing to do with it. But now, you know, they're promoting them. Are you there?
Oh, Pat? Yeah, Pat, I'm here. And there's a yes, little sir. Bit of... Yeah, your phone is not that great, so I missed some of what you said. And I guess just as a kind of
okay,
a general
maybe
response.
That's better. I'm outside trying to get some sun. And Hillary Clinton yesterday.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Hillary Clinton yesterday in San Antonio was
saying, oh, that's great if I was taken up for the kids. But it's very ironic that he won't let the Syrian refugees come over here. So she's turning it over to her side.
Yes, the liberals, you know, they're nothing if not snakes. No matter what you do, no matter how things turn out, they twist and lie and, you know, turn it in their direction of destruction. But the, you know, here's my faith in Donald Trump, is that the man who gave all of these brilliant, brilliant analyses and tremendous rallies, his tremendous spirit of America first and so on, that is the man. And the task that he has, you know, he is to drain the swamp, to fight this deep state, to keep all of the keep all the ducks in a row and handle all of our problems. This is an amazing, amazing task that he is undertaking.
Yeah.
And, you know, our job, I like what Pat Buchanan says in this, you know, in this article here. Pat Buchanan is still on the wall, still on the watch. And Donald Trump, he has called him for advice and to confer. So I would like to see, I would love to see Pat Buchanan, in the White House.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, that he caused the problem down in Florida, because 38% of his vote came from the West Palm Beach area, and they left it blank for president since they didn't get his choice. And so the Orlando Sentinel caught the Gore people punching out that for President Gore, where they left it blank. We're going to have to get a none of the above.
Okay.
It can happen.
All right.
So well, they can't do that again. That's what happened.
Yep. Well, thank you very much for calling. All right.
Okay.
Care.
Thank you. Bye.
Let me look for a next caller. Laura in Michigan. Are you there? If we can get Laura.
Hello, Laura.
Reminder about Monday morning. Am I on? Okay.
Yes, you are, Laura.
Okay. Monday morning, everybody can call the White House hotline. It's 202-456-1111 and leave a message. I left one Friday. Here's what I said. I said to Donald Trump, please do not take Assad out. He'll be signing the death warrant of thousands of Christians that are in Syria. Please do not take him out. And then I said, and I thought we were America first, not Israel first.
And I think the caller makes a very good point. One of the tremendous risks of overthrowing Bashar al-Assad is that there will be no protection for the Christians. Syria is taken over by ISIS, surely that can't be better, or some of the other ragtag groups, they are all very anti-Christian. Look what happened in Iraq. Saddam Hussein kept things relatively peaceful. His foreign minister was a Christian, Tariq Aziz, that fellow with the kind of distinguished guy with the white mustache. America got rid of Saddam, and much of the Christian population of Iraq has fled.
Or been killed.
Or being killed. I mean, regime change sounds so beautiful to an MBA, it all sounds so organizational, but it has consequences. It's not just a matter of changing the regime. Who do you get in its place? Anyway, I really agree with the caller, and I would like to hear more Christian ministers speaking up. We really failed badly to protect our own.
You're right, exactly.
I was watching CNN this morning around noon, and they're going on and on about the African famine. They seem to have a famine every other year because they just keep breeding promiscuously. We really ought to be focusing on our own people who are suffering, our fellow Christians.
Yes.
Also, did you see Bill O'Reilly last week? Bill O'Reilly said, if you don't believe that Assad gassed his people, you are insane, he said. And then he played a clip of Ron Paul saying that he did not believe Assad did it. Here's one of the reasons why I think Assad did not do it.
Well, Ron Paul made a strong statement. He said, right, the odds that Assad gassed his own people are 0%. That's what
I agree. That's a strong statement, because 0%.
When I
hear that, I'm going to go, Mr. Paul, Congressman, just tell me about your intelligence sources. I want to know. We act on our intelligence. Someone's got it wrong.
Yeah. So
here's one of the reasons why I don't think Assad did it. Don't forget, Assad will not allow GMO foods in his country. He did not want Monsanto Roundup in his country, the poisonous pesticide. So is that a man who would gas his own people when he's trying to keep the food clean? Doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah. Well, I like your idea of calling the White House hotline, 202-456-1111. And Donald Trump did make a point very strongly in the campaign that I am the people's president, and that you will be able to reach me. He said to America's vets, for instance, if the VA isn't treating you right, I'm going to have a phone line you can call. And if it doesn't get taken care of, it will be referred to me personally. And I will make sure that every vet in America gets, the kind of treatment they deserve. And that applies to all of his issues. So, yes, call the hotline. And
it's not a recording. It's an actual person you talk to.
Yes.
Which I like.
Yes.
Yeah. 9 to 4, Monday through Friday.
Generally, in such things, just a little tip for people, whether it's postcards or letters or hotlines, and this, Paul and I can relate back to this in our John Birch Society days, we are very aware that no one's going to sit down and study your letter or listen and replay your message. So don't, write a 3-page screed or talk for an hour. What they generally do is that when you call in and you say, I believe this, make your point very concise, quick, and they're going to mark it down. And but they do pay attention to how many thousands of people didn't like what I did or did like what I did. They really pay attention to that. So that's what, whenever you call in or write in, and Paul, we used to crank out hundreds and thousands of letters as Birch Society members.
That's right.
The idea was basically they'd take your letters, let's say, against something that was being done, and they basically weigh them in a scale. And, we got 500 pounds of letters against, or, 5,000 letters, and, 500 for. They do pay attention to that. So, but don't give a big speech and so on. That's, you're just wasting their time and yours. The
caller, I really like that. You have said, dear patriots, do something. Call the White House hotline or other things. I think that's better than merely throwing rocks and saying, Donald Trump's a idiot.
Now, another thing, great thing that's going to happen tomorrow is that Neil Gorsuch will be sworn in the Rose Garden, and President Trump tweets on that today. He says, in a tweet yesterday, Judge Gorsuch will be sworn in at the Rose Garden of the White House on Monday at 11 a.m. He will be a great justice. Very proud of him. Then he another tweet, his following tweet 5 hours ago, so sad to hear of the terrorist attack in Egypt. U.S. strongly condemns. I have great confidence that President al-Sisi of Egypt will handle the situation properly. And that, of course, is recent news. There's the terrorist attack in Sweden by somebody, an Uzbek, who was denied, I guess, his request for asylum. He went on a murderous rampage in a beer truck, hijacked. That occurred, and then we have the Russian. Donald Trump called Vladimir Putin personally to give his thoughts and his support to Vladimir Putin on the terrorist attack in St. Petersburg. And now here's a terrorist attack against two Christian churches in Egypt, with lots of people dead. So these are all things, you know, here is what Donald Trump was telling the American public, why we voted for him, is that he was being honest and truthful about this danger of radical Islamic terrorism to us.
Donald Trump has a difficult job. I mean, in the last 30 seconds, that was more stuff facing this president than Tricky Dick or Willie Clinton would have in 3 weeks.
Yes. I hear a break coming up here. We have we'll be back in just a minute or two, and stay tuned.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would. of the free life behind us now. Good times really over for good.
We're back, folks. And I've got a good one for you. I think all present will like this. Let's cover, you know, we're talking about the commentators, and which we are, and which you are in our audience, commenting on Donald Trump, trying to affect the course of what is finally our presidency. Let's turn to another who's been very, very prominent, had a big influence. You could say that people at the Matt Drudge level or the Pat Buchanan level or the Michael Savage level, each of them can claim that they put Donald Trump over the line. The election was that close. Did Michael Savage make a difference of a few hundred thousand votes with his big, big show? I think he surely did. And it only took a few tens of thousands of votes to decide this election. Here's what Michael Savage has been saying. This is now coverage on Breitbart, so this we know is going to be great coverage. Michael Savage spoke out forcefully against intervention in Syria and aggression towards Russia during both his Thursday and Friday monologues. Savage asked on Thursday, "Who got to you, Mr. President? Who is whispering in your ear?" And you can all fill in Michael Savage's, you know, distinctive voice so you can hear that. "Who is whispering in your ear and could have made you make this dramatic of a change towards Russia in just 3 days?" Unquote. On Friday, Savage condemned the strike, saying, "We just helped ISIS." Although his Thursday remarks were broadcast before the United States attacked a Syrian airbase, Savage warned against military action that would raise tensions with Russia, saying, "Do you want war with Russia, all of you idiots, all of you fools who are pounding the war drums?" Unquote. Savage compared President Trump to President Woodrow Wilson, noting that Thursday was the 100-year anniversary of Wilson asking for a declaration of war on Germany. According to Savage, quote, "Like Trump, Woodrow Wilson ran on an America First platform. He was elected largely because he kept us out of the war in Europe, but someone got to him, too, unquote. In Savage's opinion, it is the generals who are leading President Trump into military conflicts. At the same time, he believes key advisors are being pushed away from Trump's team. Savage pointed to both Jeff Sessions and Representative Devin Nunes, Republican. I'm going to put my finger in the article there. It's a good one. And come right back. Thank you.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle